Arr, matey.
And welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus. Want to thank everybody for joining us on this cloudy day. Temperatures hugging 40 degrees, and they're not going to move a whole lot today with this cloud cover, although I think we'll see a few breaks in some areas as we head towards late afternoon. But we'll be lucky to hit the mid-40s at this point. So with that being said, want to thank everybody again for joining us. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, along with our wonderful, talented Ag Director, Bridget Riedel. And Bridget, did you get any sleep last night, or were you up late like most of us watching the outcome?
Honestly, because I'd gotten up early to do help out with Bonnie's show yesterday morning. So I was on Bonnie and Friends yesterday morning from 5 a.m. to 8:30. I was in bed early last night. I'd cashed out my chips. I was done peopling. I needed some rest.
Done peopling. That's a good way to put it.
I got up this morning to do our morning shows and thought, you know, I should really check who won. So yes, got a chance to catch up on all the news and headlines earlier today.
Yeah, it was a long night for many in this building, that's for sure. I know our boss was here till, yes, I believe, 2 or 3 in the morning. So a long day for many, and I'm sure a lot of tired people out there. That's an understatement, I think.
So when I think about one of the measures here in North Dakota that failed was the legalization of marijuana. And I have a lot of questions. If it would have passed, we've had trouble in the state getting to the point of even allowing hemp to be grown for production. I mean, we're gotten better about some of these things, but I feel like it would have been a bit of a challenge that we would have legalized it, but I'm not really sure we had all the right other plans to go along with it. I was asked a lot of questions about it yesterday, and I don't have the answers to those. I'm not really sure how you want to start growing hemp or marijuana legally in the state.
And I believe that's, what, the third time it's tried to get on the ballot and has failed or something like that.
I think it is. The margin gets closer every time that it's happened. So maybe the fourth time will be the charm. I'm not sure.
And one of the issues as well with number 4, that did, mm-hmm, not pass either, which that's good news for our rural communities, fire and police. Is that not correct?
Well, I see benefits to both sides of the argument. There were folks that had a solid reasoning for why they would have voted yes versus those who would have voted no. You know, our job's here to point out what are some of the things that can and do happen in a yes or no vote. And right now, we still have property tax, so things will go on the way they've been. But I don't think that changes the fact that as a state, we probably have to consider some property tax reform pretty heavily. So all you new legislators who got voted in and those who continue to be there, it's time to start knocking on their doors and having a conversation about property taxes. Because if you're upset, let's make sure they understand post-election that issue can't go away.
Right. No doubt. Well, as I said, it's a cloudy day. I know I've had a few emails come in asking, hey, we're, you know, into November, when is the when are you guys going to give your winter outlook? And again, if you're just new to us, or you're wondering when our winter weather outlook comes on, mark the 27th of this month, which is the day before Thanksgiving, on your calendar. It will be on the Jay Thomas Show following Weather and Ag in Focus here, and we'll be breaking down what the winter looks like. And a few emails have asked, boy, you know, we haven't had much. This is reminding me of the start of last winter, where we really didn't have any snow. Yeah. But again, this is not indicative of last winter. It's a whole new pattern. I will say, you know, I don't think it's going to be an overly cold winter. I know there's been a lot of predictions out there that have said it's going to be a cold and snowy winter. I don't see the cold part. I mean, we'll get our cold stretches, but I think we're going to, mm-hmm, see a lot of breaks in the winter weather throughout the season. And again, like we said yesterday, these next three weeks are very important in terms of moisture and snowfall and how much we're going to see during the upcoming winter months. So I know we've got a rain system in the forecast for Saturday and something possibly by the middle of next week. We're seeing signs that mid-month onward, we do start to turn colder, kind of a back into reality check. Nothing Arctic, but just back to normal or even a little bit below normal in the 30s for highs. And that'll be nice for some. I know a lot of, you know, deer opener is this weekend in Minnesota, and not great weather for rut. I mean, you know, 50s, that's a little It's a little warm.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Mother Nature's going to do what she wants to do. She's going to balance us out at some point, the way our winter is going to go, et cetera. For those who still have some corn to combine, being a little warmer, I'm sure they're happy about that. I, for one, haven't gone to put my coveralls in my pickup quite yet for my winter survival kit, but those days are still going to come, irregardless of what we get for heavy or low amounts of snow. There's always the probability of some ice, and we should be prepared for that and just not let anything go to chance. So it's already November the 6th. We need to be thinking ahead as to what does it need to look like if it's January 6th, and do you have your winter survival kit ready?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, then we might be saying, well, maybe this winter will be like last winter, but
no.
Not going out there yet. Not going out there just yet.
But, no.
Just, you know, hang tight. You just won't be able to use your snowblower here for a while longer. That's all. I'm sure not many people are complaining. We just need the moisture. I mean, you know, bring it in the form of rain in the fall and then let it fall as snow during the winter months. That's at least all we can hope for here.
Absolutely. I want to give a little shout out to North Dakota State College of Science in Wahpeton. Yesterday, they took the time in their classes. And you know, when you think about the ag classes down at Wahpeton, we're talking about farm management, crop production. They're talking about ag education, diesel mechanics, all of that type of thing. And they took a break from their classes and brought their entire ag student community together to have Becky Dunham come in. She's a clinical social worker who works in ag, and she talked about mental health concerns as well as specific resources just for the ag industry. So those are students who are going to be heading out into the workforce, and they need to make sure that they are fully prepared for all the things that can happen as they become full-time employees. They take on a bigger role in their communities as citizens, joining school boards and all that type of thing, but how to take care of themselves as well. So I thought that was great. Way to go, North Dakota State College of Science down in Wahpeton.
Yeah. And I've got to address an email. Do you ever get hate email? I love getting hate email occasionally. Do you ever get hate email?
I don't know if it's necessarily hate email. You and I had one on Monday just asking me about, you know, some of the comments I made about Measure 4. And you know, sometimes it's just a matter of a conversation. But what was your hate about?
So it was Bobby Ann emailed me. And Bobby, if you're listening, let me explain something to you here. So Bobby said I should have my meteorology degree stripped away from me. And the reason being is because I don't promote chemtrails and what it's doing to our atmosphere enough. And I should have my meteorology degree stripped away because it's quite obvious that somebody is buying into the false information that it's not really happening. So Bobby, I told him to send. I said, you know what? I'm open to reading articles on it. I said, send me some proof. And then all of a sudden the insults just started flying on email. I'm like, oh, hey, send me the proof. Let me read it. So he has yet to send me any proof on any articles on that. So just want to say, Bobby, if you're listening, want to thank you for listening, first of all. And again, send me those articles, whether at flagfamily.com. I'd love to read them and then debunk it for you, just so you understand. So that was my rant for the day, Bridget.
I'm all there to help share what we know. I look for facts. That's the same thing that we do in a lot of other topics. One of them, for instance, there's a group of scientists that are looking on how we can try to minimize the potential of a grain borer in stored grain. Okay, so just like you're going to want to ask for facts and you're going to talk about that when it comes to weather, I'm going to talk about it in regards to ag. K-State is actually working on preventing the large grain borer getting into stored grains. We're talking grain bins on farm, major silos as they're holding grain before it gets onto barges and gets shipped. There is a beetle. It's called the Capra beetle. It's endemic in 31 countries in Africa and Asia. We eradicated it here in the 1950s, but it's making a bit of a comeback. And in order to make sure that we don't have it take a foothold, these scientists are working closely on trying to make sure we have a solution for it. Normally, we'd say we'll fumigate with methyl bromide, but we expect that that's going to be phased out So other alternatives have to be developed. And that's part of the work that's being done again by this group of folks down at K-State to keep this beetle from going in and destroying stored grain, which would affect our export market, as well as our markets here in the U.S. for making sure that we are providing safe and secure food ingredients. So just a couple of things that are going on. All good there, but I know that it's going to be kind of a busy day for you and I. We've got some headlines. We'll probably have a little bit of fun because we don't necessarily have I don't want to say a normal guest, but we don't have
what's
a guest
normal on this show. Come on, slot, let's be real. Right?
Yesterday was kind of fun. We got to talk all about beef cows and shake dice. So
that was fun. That was pretty interesting. That was I can only imagine how much the kids learn from those two, from Christine Madison.
I think so too.
They were great.
I think they do a really good job of sharing that, and they've broken it down into terms that we can understand when we're maybe not always as involved, even as adults. And she said they use that all the way from, there's different aspects that get used from kindergarten all the way through high school. So yay to them for the work that they're doing.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll hit some ag topics. But at the bottom of the hour, we haven't played it in a while. We're going to play trivia, and we are going to invite one of our listeners, and don't call yet, but, before the bottom of the hour, we'll cue you when to call. And the first caller that gets in, you will be invited to play trivia with us. If you win, if you beat both Bridget and myself, we've got a $25 gift certificate for Fargo Billiards. So, something to play for, something to have fun with, and that'll be right at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus. Really glad that you're here and joining us today, because as always, we've got hot topics and whatever else might come to mind to talk about. Don't forget to call us. We're not ready for the trivia callers yet, but if you have questions, you are welcome to call us at 701-293-9000. That's the Red Wing Shoe Shoe Line. And of course, Dean and I always check our emails, weatherorag@flagfamily.com. So Dean, the holidays are right around the corner.
That's no kidding.
And if you are getting ready to celebrate, or maybe you're looking for a unique North Dakota gift for someone, North Dakota Sweet Crude can be part of the fun. Maybe you're going to use that while you're watching football, hanging out with your friends. And just remember, Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange can make everything a little bit more fun and, depending on the family, maybe more tolerable. They have a great smooth finish, that splash of cinnamon, sweet orange flavor, and you can taste test them coming up November 7th at Seven Sisters Holiday Event. That's in Detroit Lakes on November 7th from 4 to 7. And then on the 9th, which that's Saturday, you can see them at Landmark Liquors in Perham from 1 to 4. So swing by, have a little sip, see what you think. Speaking of sponsors and so forth, I had two phone calls this morning with some folks that they won without going over the amount of bushels that we harvested off our corn. And I let them know that we're going to announce their names next Wednesday after we do our check presentation to Farm Rescue. And a great big thank you to the folks at IntelliFarms in Castleton. The grain gauge is one of our giveaway prizes. We not only will provide a winner with our rain gauge from Productive Alternatives in Fergus Falls, but the grain gauge for grain bins as well.
Now, can our winner use the grain gauge? Hopefully.
So we had a tie. We had two folks that came in at the same number of bushels.
No kidding.
One is connected to farming. One is not. So it looks like I have a rain gauge and a grain gauge winner. Can go either direction for
these
folks.
Okay. So, and they both picked the same. How close were they to the actual number?
Very close. They were within two bushels.
Wow.
But they didn't go over. So I'm looking forward to next week, Wednesday, when we get a chance to give the check of our profits to Farm Rescue. We're going to announce our bushel winners. We should have our last video up about taking our corn in to store it in the bins after it came off of the field. And we will be visiting with folks like AB Seeds, the Magnuson, and Skolnes families, who were part of this whole project for us from start to finish. They helped us when it came to planting, seed selection, combining, spraying, weed control, everything all the way in between for our growing season. So thanks to those folks.
Good deal.
It's been a busy day.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So one of the things that happened politically overnight that was going on in California, there was a vote in the agricultural region of Sonoma County, which actually Sonoma County has quite a lot of ag as well as wine, they voted down a ballot measure to phase out large farms. That's a real win for the meat industry. It would have banned large livestock farms, also known as concentrated animal feeding operations or CAFOs. The measure, proponents of the measure said it was to protect animal welfare, but there were about 24 CAFOs in the area that support poultry as well as beef. And they said, nope, this is going to be a loss of large farms and would have a terrible ripple effect throughout the ag economy in the state of California. So the poultry and dairy farms that are close to it, if they were lost, that would result in a $381 million loss to the local economy, including job and wage losses. So it was a big win in California to keep the animal activists out at the time.
Now, Bridget, you had said something earlier about, was it Measure 5, where would it legalize marijuana here in the state? I believe.
Yes, if Measure 5 had passed, we would have. Recreational marijuana.
Okay, so we could grow hemp. So I'm guessing then that Minnesota is able to grow their own hemp. Is that correct?
That's a great question. I have to go look if Minnesota can raise hemp, because there's differences on what you, if you're using hemp for like non-consumption,
right?
If you're using it for rope and industrial purposes, mm-hmm, versus if you're raising hemp for human consumption. I probably need someone who is an expert in hemp in the state of Minnesota to explain that a lot more clearly.
701-293-9000.
701-293-9000.
Right. Yeah, because
I think that'll be a bigger discussion.
Okay. Okay, because, I was curious because, you know, everybody said, well, you know, we could just go over to Minnesota and get it. We don't have to have it legalized here. Well, that's fine if you live in the valley, but, and that's the first thing I thought of was, well, can you grow hemp then? Or is it, I don't know how that works. That's why I figure, well, if anybody knew, you would know. But I know you've got the connection. You got the connections that'll let us know too.
and the reason I will say I'm going to check is because there are a lot of details when it comes to raising and production. I mean, and even we've talked to growers over here in North Dakota that have raised hemp for CBD oils and some of the things that they have to go through. So I would venture a guess that this is a lot more than just a short answer for us. So we'll see if we can find that for everybody. I'd like to do that.
Perfect.
We always find good things. You just never know what we might have to talk about next.
Right.
Dean, did you have pumpkins out for Halloween?
I did not, but the neighbors did. See, I mean, I usually don't get many trick-or-treaters, if any, for some reason. And I live in a residential neighborhood with kids, but for some reason, I just don't get any, and neither do the neighbors. But the neighbors had some out, but I did not.
Okay, well, if you are curious, somebody just emailed me a hemp expert phone number. Got it. I'll be getting a hold of them after the show. Thank you. But if you have pumpkins and you're wondering what to do to get rid of them, first of all, roast them down into pumpkin pie. That's how all sorts of pumpkin cookies and pumpkin bread showed up at our offices yesterday. And you can compost them as long as you haven't painted or put glitter on them. You know, let's not be bedazzling all the jack-o'-lanterns. You can compost them for use in the garden and so forth. Some communities have a pumpkin collection program, so they'll take them and compost them for you. I'm unaware of one in Fargo, but that's possible. And then also, you have lots of critters that would be very interested in them. Birds, chickens, maybe you know someone who has backyard chickens. They like pumpkins, and so that would be a place that you can dispose of them. Also, goats are big fans. And so if you want to shut up that screaming goat, feed them a pumpkin. That'll keep them busy for a while. That's the one.
That's the one you want to shut up.
Most of the time, yes, I do. But just a few thoughts if you haven't figured out exactly how you want to get rid of your pumpkins yet. There's some helpful hints for you.
Good deal. And livestock, like you said, most livestock, it's good for them. I mean, it's, mm-hmm, you know, good little snack for them as well. And what about, how about dogs? I'm guessing that's not probably good for our dogs or cats.
Maybe not. I don't know that it will hurt them. There are some dogs that I have friends who take zucchini, which zucchini and pumpkins are in the same gourd family, mm-hmm, and they slice those zucchini really thick and dry them down as a bit of a chew toy for their animals.
Okay.
We have a mutual friend who likes sweet potatoes for her dogs. So I think there's probably some. It just depends on your dog. Right. How finicky is he?
I've seen
or her.
I've
what
seen.
Do they want to eat?
I've seen some dogs eat better than humans. I literally have. So it's.
I've seen and I know folks want to do that. And good for you if you have the time and the dollars that want to spend on your pet. That's awesome. I've seen some dogs eat things that are pretty disgusting. So either way.
All right. So we're coming up at the bottom of the hour. We are going to be playing trivia coming up after the break. So 7-0, if you want to play along, again, if you can beat both Bridget and I, good luck. Well, good. No problem beating me, but beating Bridget might be a little tougher task. 701-293-9000 if you want to play for a gift certificate, $25 gift certificate to Fargo Billiards. Again, if you want to play trivia with us, 701-293-9000 for a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Fargo Billiards. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus, 1:34 in the afternoon. Want to thank everybody for joining us today on this midweek Wednesday. And it's that time again, guys. We haven't done this in a while, but it's time to play our trivia. And joining
We've
us
been
today,
dizzy.
Yeah, joining us today is Arden. So let's bring Arden on here. Arden, welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus. Are you ready to beat Bridget and myself here and up for a $25 gift certificate for Fargo Billiards?
Let's give her a whirl.
All right. So,
okay.
So here's the rules. There are none. First, if you know the answer, shout out your name, and then you have a chance to give the answer. And if you are correct, we'll keep tally of that, and the winner at the end will get that $25 gift certificate. And again, obviously, Bridget and I can't win, so hopefully, Arden, you can beat both of us. Is our judge getting all the? Okay, he is. He's getting all the questions ready, and he will be the final say on who wins and who loses. So
I wins.
I wins.
I get the gift card today.
All right. Addison, let's go with the first question. Are you ready, Arden?
You bet.
All right. So if you know the answer, just shout out your name, and then whoever shouts out their name first has a chance to give the correct answer.
All right. All right. Starting in no particular order or category or reason for these questions. Our first question today is, how many people does it take to drive an autonomous vehicle?
Dean? Zero.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct. Congratulations.
Okay. Addison sounds so surprised that Dean got that right.
He did, didn't he? Now, have you ever driven in an autonomous vehicle?
I haven't been within like 10 feet of anything that can drive.
Okay. I did when I was down in Arizona. It was our Uber, and it was the weirdest feeling. Now, I don't know if I'd take it on the interstate, but like in town, it was okay. But Arden, have you ever driven in an autonomous vehicle?
Well, a self-driving tractor.
Well, that counts, right? Mm-hmm. That counts.
See, you know what? A self-driving tractor, I'd take more than a self-driving car, because you got a lot more
trouble you can get into.
Everything in a tractor, and you're not going as fast.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. Let Arden speak, but then I have a follow-up comment, too.
You still need a person in that tractor, though.
Good point.
That's right.
Yep.
Arden, that was going to be my point, is you still have to have somebody turn that thing around at the ends, because they can get you on track with the GPS and it can be really, really accurate, but somebody's got to turn that thing around.
They can get you in trouble too.
Yeah, no.
He's right.
All right, Addison.
All right.
Question number two.
According to the USDA in 2016, what is the most popular fresh fruit in the United States of America?
Arden.
Bridget.
Arden?
Apples.
No, but that's what I thought was the answer.
Crap.
Relatable.
Bridget, you are next.
Bridget? So. I'm going to take mine, and I'm going to say it's strawberries.
No, but now I'm hungry for fruit.
Okay, so... See, I was going to say strawberries. So, okay, I'll throw grapes out.
No, but I am very hungry in the concern.
Oh, so what is it?
Banana.
Oh, okay.
I like that the card doesn't say bananas. It's just banana, singular.
Yeah.
Just one.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
All right, next question, Addison.
All right. Break out your history books for this one. I'm about to blow everyone's minds because I don't think anyone knew this, but we're all about to learn together.
Okay.
Okay.
Which famous Renaissance artist liked to pump iron by lifting weights and was strong enough to bend an iron horseshoe with his bare hands?
Well, the silence. The silence.
I didn't know this one.
It's a Renaissance era?
Renaissance.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so Bridget?
Van
Gogh.
No.
Okay, fine.
But based off like paintings of the men I've seen, I would have thought maybe him.
Okay, Dean.
Dean.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, not Renaissance era?
Got the spirit. No. You're just a little confused.
Okay, Arden. Give us a guess here.
Hercules.
Oh.
No, but I like his answer.
I like his answer, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure I get to announce to you on the radio that Leonardo da Vinci was apparently ripped.
Really?
Wow.
Apparently.
Wow.
Every painting or image I've ever seen of the guy, he looks really skinny, so.
Huh.
We've all done a little learning.
This was before the
horseshoes is... Were horseshoes as heavy duty then as they are now?
They probably weren't. But it's a funny thought.
This was before he died on the Titanic, right?
There was room on that door. They could have been fine.
Oh, if you could see Bridget's face after that comment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So one to nothing to nothing. All right. Come on, Arden.
All right. How many members are there in the U.S. House of Representatives?
Oh, God, this...
We should know this.
I got it. Bridget.
Bridget?
Pardon.
104.
No.
See, that's what I was going to say.
I bet I was close.
Arden?
100.
Not according to my trivia card. My slightly out-of-date trivia card.
It's
two per state.
But we also have to include... like our territories only, like Puerto Rico. Yeah.
So it'd be 102 then.
What do you have, Addison? What's the card say?
On my card?
Yeah.
All right, here, I'll narrow it down. According to my card, this is a multiple choice question. I just didn't give you the answers.
Okay.
According to my 2016 Hasbro trivia card, your answer choices are either 335.
No.
435.
No.
Or 535.
What?
Wait, you guys. We're thinking about senators, not the House of Representatives, which is based on population.
Okay.
That's totally different. Okay, so let's all stop assuming that and try it all again, because now we look like idiots.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just go to the...
The first one you said 400 and some.
Arden wants to go with the 400 number?
Yep.
That is correct. You have 435.
All right. So we've got one, and poor Bridget. She doesn't have a correct answer yet, but I've got a funny feeling she's going to tie this up. She always
does. That's
because
she's on a 1 second delay, and so she's doing everything she can over here to show you that she's, you know, trying to guess.
She's got that gamer delay.
All right. All right, Addison, let's hear the next one here.
All right. What is the word for an online journal or personal website, the first of which appeared on the internet in 1994?
Dean.
Bridget.
I'm going to say blog.
That is correct.
All right. Now that was close to that 1 second delay. I think Bridget and I were close because I just squeaked in before her.
Yep, pretty close.
I feel bad.
You know what? I'm gonna break the rules. I'll give Bridget an honorary half a point on that one.
Oh, okay.
She had it. I could feel it. Okay. I could see the sparkle in her eyes. That was definitely the answer that she was gonna give.
All right, next question, Arden. Come on, man, you got to tie this up.
All right. Oh, this is an interesting one. Jigs, spoons, and flies are used in which sport?
Arden?
Fishing.
Arden's got it. Yep, he's right.
Is fishing a sport? Do people consider?
Oh yeah, are you kidding?
Is it really?
Oh,
I thought it was like a pastime or like a hobby.
Anything you can drink at is a sport. Softball, fishing, golf. So absolutely, it's a sport.
Just kidding. Do not.
It's a water sport. Absolutely. All right, Arden. All right, 2-2.5. Bridget's got a half.
Hey, that half could make it or break it.
Well, if she gets the next two, it could.
I believe.
I've got
home. All right. In which city is North America's first subway system? That is a really weirdly worded question, but
Dean.
Arden.
It's one of two. It's either Chicago or LA, and Chicago or New York. So I'm gonna go New York.
No.
Really?
It's where I thought it was, though.
Wow. Okay, Arden had next one.
Chicago.
No, but that's also somewhere I thought would be.
Me, Bridget.
Bridget?
Washington, D.C.
What?
No, but that's another good...
Okay, so...
This is a place, I'm going to be honest, I did not pay attention, like, history or geography. I forgot this was a place.
Okay.
Actually. Boston.
Boston had the first subway system. Really?
Apparently so.
I'll be darned.
They had to hide all the bootleggers.
Right? Hey, good point. Good point. All right. So what do we have? 2-2.5. A half.
Fine.
All right. What was the first flavor? Yeah, what was the first flavor of a Slurpee whose creator in the late 1950s called it a fizz?
Bridget.
Arden.
I'll give it Bridget.
It was the blue one.
It was the blue one.
You got the spirit, but that's not what my trivia card says.
Arden's got the next guess.
Strawberry.
No. Okay, I really want fruit.
I'll take a stab. I'll go cherry. Cherry fizz?
I really want a fizz now. No, shockingly, the answer on my card is neither blue nor red. I don't actually know what color this is. I'm assuming it's brown. My answer is root beer.
Really? That was the first one, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. 2-2. We got to get this tiebreaker. We got to get this finished because this will be... Well, we're taking the questions until we break this. So, next correct answer wins, unless it's Bridget.
All right. Give me a sec here. I've already burned through all of my pre-picked cards, so now the answers are going to get either really challenging or really random. Because now I'm just picking them out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
All right. Yeah. Here's a really hard one. Great.
Thanks.
Name two of the eight countries' flags that bear red, white, and green horizontal stripes. If I hear you crying, you're disqualified from the answer.
Dean, I'll give it a shot. Is Italy one of them? If it's not, I'm not going on any further.
Does anyone else have any guesses?
Okay, that's not it. That's not one of them then.
I do. Go ahead. Let Arden go first.
Arden, do you have any guess there?
Ireland.
I don't see it on my trivia card, no. I don't actually know what the flag for Ireland looks like.
Right. And Bridget?
Is one of them Peru?
No.
Wow. Okay, what are they?
Obviously, I should have paid more attention to flags with Sheldon Cooper on the Big Bang Theory, and I'd have probably got this right.
You really should have. Again, not paying attention to geography class. I'm going to skip some of these. I have no idea how they're even pronounced, and I'm not going to try.
Okay.
I am not ending up as a soundbite on WAG. But some of the ones I can pronounce are definitely Bulgaria, Hungary, Iran, Oman.
Okay.
That's it. I can't list any more.
All right.
So... When you say you can't list anymore, are they countries like Uzbekistan or something like that?
Kuwait, I can say that one.
Okay.
There's a Stan in here. There's a something Stan. It starts with a T. I don't know.
Uzbekistan.
I think so.
All right.
We'll take it.
Okay. All right, next question.
All right. Here's an easier one, maybe. Which United State is singular? Which U.S. state is home to the Blue Angels?
Bridget? California.
Mm-hmm.
I think. No, but that's where I would assume.
Oh.
Oh, it's coming. Sorry. Only after giving
okay,
the answer.
Arden. This is for the win, Arden.
Arizona.
No.
Okay, Dean.
That was my second guess.
I'm going to take a stab and say there's a big Air Force base in Colorado. I'm going to go Colorado.
No, but that's an interesting guess. Florida. Mm-hmm.
Florida. Oh, that's, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Man. All right, come on. Let's go, guys. Tie-breaking question. Let's.
All right. Which bald, mute drumming sensation got their start creating impromptu performance art in the streets of New York in the late 80s?
Which bald, mute drummer?
Okay, yeah, so that really Steve paints Bellow, a picture. Steve Bellow, our listener in New Jersey, is probably all over this. Right
Yeah, he's probably like, no, this is it. Come on.
Yeah.
I have no clue. Arden?
No.
I'm not even going to get. What is it?
Bridget, do you have any kind of guess?
Mountain.
Okay, well, out of fun, because I think it's fun to watch everyone struggle, I'll give you a small hint, a primary color.
Red and orange.
Yes. Play the ding, ding, ding correct sound.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, it was the Blue Man Group was the answer.
Okay. Okay, come on. We can't even get a tiebreaker question here. Come on. Somebody's got to get this.
Yeah, no, either that or we just say, you know what? Arden's a genius and Arden wins. Okay.
All right, this will be the last question.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, this will be the last question. We'll give it. This will be the last question.
I believe in someone's smarts abilities to be able to answer this.
All right.
Which large cold country has more than half of all the natural lakes in the world? Which large cold country has more than half of all natural lakes in the world? The answer is not Arden. Minnesota.
Okay, yeah. Arden. Go ahead, Arden.
Russia.
No, but that is a good guess.
Dean, I'm going to say Norway.
No.
Yeah, no clue. Bridget?
Is it Canada, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will defer my points to Arden, so Arden gets to break the tie.
Arden, congratulations. So, Arden, we will have your gift certificate for Fargo Billiards waiting at our front desk. Do you know where our studios are at?
Oh, you betcha.
Perfect. We'll swing on by whenever you can, and that'll be waiting at the front desk for you.
Can I have my daughter pick it up?
Absolutely. Yep, no problem at all.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, Arden. We appreciate it.
Arden was a great sport today. Good.
Those are some hard questions.
They are. And it's kind of fun to just we have a little bit of engagement with a listener like Arden. And even though Dean and I probably failed miserably and our high school teachers are shaking their heads, it's a good time had by all.
No, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take our final break here. And if we have enough time, we can have enough time coming back, Addison, or? Yeah. Okay. So when we come back, we'll do a quick recap of the weather, let you know what it looks like into the upcoming weekend. All of that coming up right after the break. And welcome back to Weather and Ag and Focus, 1:56 in the afternoon. Quick recap of the weather here. We've got cloudy skies. Temperatures right around 40 degrees across much of the area with light winds. We'll see mainly cloudy skies for the rest of the day, low 40s, maybe a few breaks here and there, but don't look for much, if any, in the way of sunshine. And then mainly cloudy tonight down to about 30 with light west winds. And then the winds ramp up a little bit tomorrow out of the southwest, 10 to 20. That'll drag in some drier air and scour out those clouds, leading to mostly sunny skies with highs around 50. But Friday looks to be a beauty. Lighter winds, south about 5 to 15, highs in the mid-50s with plenty of sunshine. Then clouds sticking up over the weekend. An upper-level low pressure rides in from the central plains, and that will give us a chance for scattered showers late in the day on Saturday and into Saturday night. Don't look for a whole lot out of this. quarter inch or less across the area, and some spots not even getting that much, it looks like. Hopefully, we get a little bonus moisture out of that, but just not really seeing it. But it will be mild over the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. I know that's not great news for deer opener in Minnesota. I wish I had better news for you guys and gals, but it's just not looking that good in terms of cooler weather, so we can get those deers in rut. But, yeah, doesn't look like it. But by the end of next week, it looks like we will have some cooler weather. We're starting to see signs that colder weather from Canada is finally – it's building. It's up in northern Canada. It really hasn't had a chance to come down. And we're starting to see signs that a piece of that may come down here as we head towards the end of next week. So we'll keep an eye on that. Typically, if you get a good – surge of cold air, you usually get a storm out ahead of the cold air dumping in. I don't see that right now, but again, we'll be keeping an eye on that as we head throughout the rest of this week and into next week. So for Bridget and myself, I want to thank everybody for joining us on Weather and Ag in Focus. Don't go anywhere. The Jay Thomas Show is coming up next.